The proposed trade that involved baseball's highest-paid players may or may not be dead. The deal would have sent Alex Rodriguez and his $25 million a year contract from the Texas Rangers to the Boston Red Sox in return for Manny Ramirez and his $20 million contract. But the trade didn't happen before yesterday's deadline. Baseball's offseason has been full of manipulations, maneuvering, and the movement of many star players, with more to come. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Why didn't the Rodriguez and Ramirez trade happen?
Well, to try to put it in simple terms, the collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Union says that a player cannot have a contract, quote, restructured, i.e., a pay cut put into it in order to allow a trade to happen. The deal that the Red Sox sent to the Players Union that would have allowed Alex Rodriguez to go to the Red Sox apparently included about a $30 million pay cut over the next 7 years of his $175 million contract. Therefore, the union rejected it. The Red Sox, Larry Lucchino, who's a very anti-union guy, went crazy yesterday against the union, and now they're battling, and the Red Sox are saying the deal is dead. And of course, as you know, Bob, in sports, nothing is ever dead. It's dead this morning. It could be alive this afternoon.
Why?
Because there is no actual deadline. The deadline that Commissioner Bud Selig set was artificial because he wanted other player movement to be allowed to continue, and all of the off-season dealings have been frozen, in effect, while everybody waits to see what happens with Rodriguez and Ramirez. They're sort of the first shoe that has to fall before other movement continues.
So if that trade would have gone through, what do you suppose the reaction of the Yankees owner George Steinbrenner might have been?
Well, he'd have been in Tampa, and you'd have heard it very clearly there in Washington. Because obviously the Yankees and the Red Sox have this bitter rivalry going. You remember their playoff series this year. And the Yankees have lost some key people this offseason. Andy Pettit, their great pitcher, has gone to Houston. Roger Clemens has retired. They picked up other players to fill those holes. Old players, by the way, in most cases. But the Red Sox have already improved themselves with a great starting pitcher, Curt Schilling, and filled their weakness with a closer, Keith Falk. So Steinbrenner, who was told all of his quote-unquote baseball people that he's in charge, would have gone ballistic.
Or the Yankees and the Red Sox aren't the only ones making big moves.
No, there are all sorts of moves happening. The Orioles, who've been terrible for 6 years, signed a former MVP, Miguel Tejada, and they may sign two more great players before Christmas. The Philadelphia Phillies have picked up a closer in Billy Wagner. The New York Mets signed a Japanese shortstop, another Matsui. His name is Kaz Matsui. And we're going to continue to see movement because there are some great players like Ivan Rodriguez and Javi Lopez and Vladimir Guerrero still unsigned in this market. So there's lots more to come.
And still a gulf between the haves and have-nots.
The gulf isn't going to go away. The Marlins won the World Series, and even though they've re-signed two key players, Mike Lowell and Luis Castillo, five of their 25 players have been moved off the roster for almost nothing in return. And the Milwaukee Brewers, who only won 68 games last year, they're cutting payroll again.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black.